1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Once again, thousands of people are protesting on the streets of Israel against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza. With the latest on ceasefire negotiations, ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
U.S. officials are still determined to get a ceasefire deal, saying that President Biden is personally involved in the negotiations. But one of the major obstacles is Israel's refusal to fully withdraw its troops from Gaza's border with Egypt. But a new draft of the U.S. bridging proposal is expected to be presented to all of the sides in the coming days.
Justice Department unsealing an indictment this week charging six Hamas members, three of them dead, with terrorism. Among those still alive, Hamas's political chief, Yahya Sinwar, who is believed to have been a key architect of the October 7th attacks. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump prepping for their first presidential debate. It will be held 6 days from now on ABC News. And a damning report blaming government and industry leading failures in the Grenfell fire in London back in 2017. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's visit to Southwest Wisconsin this week is part of his effort to highlight his administration's Investing in America agenda. He's hitting the blue wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. He's talking about efforts to build infrastructure and lower health care and energy costs. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials to sometimes cover the cost.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Classes begin today for students at UW-Madison. You can expect to see a whole lot more foot traffic near campus, especially in those before class times. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says more than 70,000 people applied and they accepted about 10,000. Total, there are about 50,000 students at UW-Madison. There are new students from 60 different countries and every state in the U.S. except West Virginia and Mississippi. And next week, the Dane County Board of Supervisors will hear budget requests from every department. They're currently crafting the 2025 budget. There are two meetings over two nights. For each one, half the county departments will present their budget requests. They want the public to weigh in, though, too. You don't even have to be there in person. You can chime in virtually. Those meetings are next Wednesday and Thursday, the 11th and the 12th at 6 p.m. Of course, in November, voters will choose the next Dane County executive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast, you know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got three runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Upper 70s to low 80s for highs, and then a little taste of fall with highs dropping into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Capital Times columnist Erin McGrory.
She interviewed stand-up comedian Eric Hovde and Tammy Baldwin.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
A statement from the Marfisano's sister, Michelle, said, quote, "We hope that those visiting this sacred site understand that these were real people who sacrificed our freedom and that they are honored and respected accordingly." Did the Trump campaign fail to honor her wishes, their wishes?
No, Kristen, they honored the wishes of the 13 families whose children died at Abbey Gate. Those families wanted the photos. They told me yesterday that they specifically asked President Trump for the photos. Obviously, headstones at Arlington are close to each other. And when you take a photo of your loved one, then other headstones are going to be present as well. Frankly, I think it's pretty disappointing that the New York Times went and found a family whose headstone was featured in that photograph of another Gold Star family, and then went to them to try to embarrass the Gold Star families who wanted President Trump.
Oh, Tom Cotton. He is so awful. Which is why we need to counter that with wonderful, and that is in the form of Charlotte Clymer.
Yeah.
Yay! I accosted at the DNC. Can we just reenact this love story? So I'm with Dana Goldberg. I'm there to support her. She is speaking. I'm so proud of her for at the event, a LGBTQ victory fund event that was honoring Pete Buttigieg. And so we're walking out, and I see Charlotte. I'm not sure if tackle is the word, but you were very gracious. I was like, oh, my God, I wanted to meet you forever.
You made my morning, let me tell you.
Aw. And then you came on with us at the DNC, and you were fantastic. I got to see you at the Women for Harris luncheon, which was fantastic with Gwen Walls. But I just, Charlotte, I've been talking about this as you have. This is my past to see my mother, who I just interred with my dad at Arlington in July. And I keep saying I alternate between crying and getting so angry I'm going to lose my FCC license talking about this. And you wrote this, you know, as someone that served, obviously, you wrote this beautiful piece, this thread where you start with, "We practice with caskets that were stored outside our barracks building to simulate the weight of honored remains. We toss several full sandbags into the belly of the casket, and for hours we would go through our exact movements over and over and over." It just was a whole thread, Charlotte, about how reverently you treat this sacred duty, and as do all the employees at Arlington, one of whom apparently got assaulted by the Trump campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Just talk a little bit about this.
Sure. So Donald Trump's campaign organized a remembrance ceremony at Arlington. Didn't really consult with the cemetery at all. Didn't really invite members of the media. Just did their own thing. And the cemetery officials made it very clear to the campaign that the only folks who are allowed to take video and photographs in Section 60, which is where those who died in Iraq and Afghanistan are buried, only cemetery officials are allowed to take video and photo in that section of the cemetery. And that's for a very good reason, because it's frequently visited by surviving loved ones of those who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the Trump campaign thought this rule did not apply to them. And what is so clear at this point is that they organized this event specifically so they could claim that there was an event in Arlington that President Biden and Vice President Harris did not attend. It was the most cynical, selfish, narcissistic thing that Trump could have done at this hallowed ground that honors 400,000 veterans, killed service members and their families who are buried there in the cemetery and who have given so much to our country and whom, you know, we should do everything we can to honor. And in the midst of this, a cemetery official goes to let the campaign know, to remind them, hey, you're not allowed to take photo and video here. That's our job. We do that in order to protect the privacy of families who are visiting the section. And they assaulted her and verbally abused her.
Yeah.
And then took the video that they made and turned it into a campaign ad that they put across their digital platforms, including on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I've been very angry. I'm trying not to cuss right now. I've been very angry.
Me too.
all my veteran friends and families have been angry, because this is once again part of a long pattern in which Donald Trump blatantly disrespects service members and their sacrifices and those who are taking on the almost impossible task of dignifying the memory of those who are lost and their families. And it just, it really makes me angry.
Yeah. And then since then, of course, he just makes everything worse, right? Blaming the Gold Star family, say it was set up by the Biden administration. I mean, blaming Kamala Harris for, I don't even know. I mean, it's just, it's so disgusting that, I like everything else, he never takes responsibility for anything. You know, Cheryl, what I was saying, because this is still so, you know, close to my heart, it says right on my pass to go see my mom and dad in Arlington, it says, this vehicle pass is for visiting your loved one's gravesite only. It is not for visiting any other location within the cemetery. But you're
right.
They don't think any rules apply to them. It's not, you know, it doesn't need to say on here, it's not for going around and taking effing selfies, thumbs up selfies at other people's grave sites. I mean, it just, the things you think you would have to tell a decent human being, right? But Donald Trump is not one, is he?
No, no, he's not. And I, you know, I'll tell you what, I served 3 years in the Army Ceremonial Unit in Arlington. So when you see pictures of soldiers carrying flag-draped caskets and folding the flag, you know, transporting urns to their final resting place, that was by unit. That's what we did. We trained to do that. And it was a constant, grueling, stressful process. That was 3 years, every day, day in and day out, in which we were training for that specific purpose. And, you know, when I look back on that time, here's what I remember most vividly. Most of us were young people, between ages 18 and 23 on average.
Yeah.
We partied. We had a good time on the weekends. We did our own thing. We might fight. We might argue. We might disagree with each other on politics. But the moment we stepped into that cemetery, all of that stuff went out the window.
Yeah.
Our entire focus was on ensuring that we were offering the most dignified experience that we could for all of these families traveling to Arlington from across the country.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I remember like it was yesterday, it was 40 years ago, my dad got the horse-drawn carriage and the, you know, 21-gun salute. And I remember, because I was sitting next to my mom, them handing her the flag and the precision and just dignity and sacredness they do all of it with. You know, it's not just our sacred ground because you lost friends and my parents are there. It's America's sacred ground, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And every Memorial Day, or almost every Memorial Day, I visit the cemetery. I'll visit my friends' graves. I'll visit the graves of people that I admire or people I looked up to. You know, this really is such hallowed ground. And there may be In fact, I'm just going to say that I'm not even going to qualify the statement. There is no more hallowed ground than Arlington National Cemetery in our country.
Yeah.
Not the Capitol, not the White House, not anywhere else. It's Arlington. Arlington is where nothing else matters except for those who gave their all, literally gave their all for our country and in service to Americans.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes me angry. It doesn't surprise me. And by the way, I want to be very clear about this. For me, this is not a partisan thing.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm a proud Democrat. I'm certainly supporting Vice President Harris in this election. But all of the Republicans and conservatives that I know who are in my life are angry about this, too.
Yes.
It's a slap in the face.
Yeah. We have so little time in so many ways. Donald Trump is despicable. But one reason we know God is a Democrat is that you were booked today. Donald Trump is still the despicable Arlington thing is still in the news. And secondly, the thing he said about trans people. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
It is hard to underestimate how despicable this is for him to put out this, oh, kids just go to school willy-nilly and schools are operating on them, sending them home a different. I mean, I don't know what idiotic subset of the population actually believes that's true, but he must believe some segment does, right?
I think he knows it's not true.
Yeah.
I think he absolutely knows it's not true. And you know, I want to be very clear for the folks who are watching right now and listening. There are no trans kids getting surgeries. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. In fact, here's what's really going to blow your mind. On an annual basis, there are about 3,000 young women under the age of 16 who get elective breast enhancement surgery every year.
Yeah.
Not life-saving enhancement surgery, elective breast enhancement surgery. And by the way, that is none of my business. That is a decision between that young woman and her family and her doctors. That's none of my business. But it is bizarre to me that the Republican Party would attempt to weaponize this completely non-existent issue,
right,
while they completely ignore all the cases in which there are non-trans kids getting elective surgeries on their bodies.
Yeah.
Makes no sense to me.
Yeah. I did not have that. You'll be shocked to know. Chris once asked me when I was shopping for sexy liberal dresses, don't they make dresses for surfboards?
Oh, God. You look fabulous, by the way.
You look fabulous.
You look,
okay.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
oh, I know. Don't worry.
So, you know, just on this same subject quickly, Jimmy McCain, as you probably know, the youngest son of John McCain, has endorsed Kamala Harris while delivering a sharp rebuke of Trump over his photo op at Arlington. To your point that a lot of, you know, Republicans, you know, this is not partisan. It's a human thing. And, you know, we obviously
That's
have
right.
more and more. I don't know if I hear rumors that George W. Bush, Liz Cheney might be, I hope, you know, because you got to go the extra step, Charlotte. You got to endorse Kamala Harris. It is a binary choice in this election. You can't just
That's
say
right.
Donald Trump is a despicable national and international security threat and a traitor. But, you know.
I personally think we're going to see everyone who is essentially very close to George W. Bush endorse Vice President Harris without his significant endorsement, his endorsement himself. And I think that's because it'll be his way of sending a signal like, yes, I do endorse her without explicitly endorsing her. Because that's what his father did, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
George H.W. Bush would always do that. He would have his close aides release public statements, and it was kind of coming from him, but not really. So I think that's what we're about to see in this election.
Oh, interesting. You made a good point. You retweeted someone who said a Harris campaign transferring $25 million to help down ballot races.
Yeah.
I mean, A, that's a winning leader. And B, you know, we're
yes.
seeing in a lot of these Senate races, you know, that there's already a Kamala effect that we're seeing. Races that we didn't think were going to be competitive, right?
That's right, yeah. And, you know, the Harris campaign has raised, God, how much have they raised at this point? More than $400 million in less than 7 weeks.
Right.
I think
more
it's more than that, 540,
actually. It's a lot more. 540,
yeah, yeah.
540, I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. That is, by the way, that is more than all of the Democratic candidates raised during the 2008 cycle, during the first four quarters. All eight Democratic candidates. Remember that cycle?
Yeah.
It was President Obama, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
That's more than all of them, and she raised in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not surprising that she is making sure that we walk into this next year with control of the Senate, with control of the House, with control of state legislatures, with governor races going our way. I mean, this is a leader. This is a leader who is making sure that the entire party has what they need to win in November.
Charlotte, where are you from? I forget.
The great state of Texas.
Oh, okay. Because I wonder whether goodness gracious is not something you hear every day. it's very ladylike. It's very goodness gracious.
She's trying not to curse.
Exactly. Let her try.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Goodness gracious. And by the way, one last tip from you. You said the presidential debate week from now. Here's a simple way you can help the Harris Walls. Organize a watch party for family, friends, and neighbors. Doesn't have to be a big to-do. Order pizza. Sign folks up to volunteer. That's it. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've already seen at the DNC the level of enthusiasm, and that's showing up in polling. Like, Democratic enthusiasm is through the roof, right?
And look, I think that there are a lot of folks out there who want to get involved in this election, but they might be intimidated by it. They might say, I don't know enough about politics. I don't know enough about the issues. You don't have to. You don't have to. Here's what you do. Invite 8 or 9 people over to your home for a watch party. Order that pizza. Ask them to sign up at KamalaHarris.com to volunteer, and you're done.
Yeah.
That's it.
You don't have
to do anything else.
I'm getting a garbage bag size of popcorn. I'm just going to... For every time she
eviscerates. I'm having edibles that night.
Yeah.
Charlotte, please come back early and often, won't you? Oh, my God. I'm so excited we finally got to meet you, and I hope you'll come back often.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Oh, ma'am, he's so polite. She's so polite. Yes, ma'am. Goodness gracious, I'll be back. Come to our veranda anytime.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Love you, Charlotte.
Right, I love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
She's just pure good.
Yes, she is.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of pure good, Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Right? Is that new?
That's new.
Okay. Well, it's exciting because they're the nation's only progressive phone company, right? A lot of times you think, I'm a teeny tiny person.
Teeny tiny.
A little speck in the world.
Teeny tiny.
I can't do nothing. It's not true. It's not true. You can.
I've had a week.
I've had a week.
Listen, Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. I don't know what day it is.
No, I don't know who I am or where I am. I'm not vice presidential candidate. What was his name? Stockton? Who am I? Why am I here?
Admiral Stockdale.
Right, that's that guy.
It. Yeah.
Okay. My point is, I know phone companies, and Credo Mobile they donate over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. They are your phone company. They share your values. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on phones, great customer service, and switching is so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to credomobile.com, and for back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring your phone to them. Credo will donate $50 also to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. How great is that? CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Most wine lovers know Bordeaux for its fine, sophisticated, and expensive wines. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. They strive, though, to create wine of extraordinary quality that doesn't break the bank. And let me tell you, their rosé sure made a fan out of me. Chateau Auguste is the wine for those who take their fun seriously. They even have music played to the vines twice a day. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé won the top 3 awards at the Paris Wine Club, Best Wine by Varietal, the Gold Medal, and Best in Show by Quality. Organically grown, no colorings or flavorings, the grapes are hand-picked with stems attached to prevent premature oxidation and keep the wine as fresh as possible. Right now, SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to AugustGrandRosé.com. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. The promo code is Stephanie, 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, AugustGrandRosé.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
When you call me, you call me out. Call me out.
That'd be the nicest thing I get called all day.
Well.
Just if this week is not cattywampus enough, tomorrow, John Fugelsang, because it's a sexy liberal week, he flies to Portland Friday. Mm-hmm. Frangela and I fly Saturday, so Frangela will be on Friday like usual.
Right. Dana will be on tomorrow.
Dana Goldberg tomorrow. Okay. There
Stephen
we go.
Stephen Beschloss on Friday as well.
Yeah, we got him back.
Love him. Okay. As I do, Dave in Minneapolis. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Mama. Say a couple things. First of all, why are we surprised by Donald Trump's behavior? He does not know what's sacred. He does not have any idea what sacred and holy is. He is about as far removed from that. As can be. I'm sure if he went near a baptismal font, he would reach up and slap him.
Yeah.
It's just, it's unbelievably, he's so out of touch. And about anything that matters to people that has some sensitivity, he doesn't. But on a lighter note, I just want to say I am now the retired official openly gay Lutheran pastor of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I had.
Are you going to spend more time shuffling around the Harmar now? Like an old.
Oh yeah, it's great there.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's close to the state fairgrounds where I had Peter Todd hot dish on a stick as I could dip in mushroom sauce.
Oh my God.
Why do you put a pork chop on a stick? Can you explain?
It's easier to eat.
Can't you just hold the bone part?
This is not a pork chop on a stick. This is actual. A casserole that they have somehow coated and then deep fried, and then you get to dip it in mushroom soup.
Wow. I had a heart attack just listening to that. Me too.
That sounds good with the mushroom soup part. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we always end up
recovering yet?
We always talk. End up talking hot dish with Dave.
Because he's the hot dish master.
Okay.
There you go then.
At the Harmer.
The Harmer. Okay, Donald, Malcolm Nance next.
There you go.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Social work professor Craig Burns says people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
Let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive, nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on key issues. A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time more than 25 years ago in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Next week, lanes will close on one of Madison's most picturesque roads, and officials will be looking at whether they should be closed permanently. Starting Monday, one lane in each direction of a section of John Nolan Drive will close for construction. But staff in the traffic division will see how this goes to help them decide whether they could reduce lanes on John Nolan permanently. Plans are in place for an overhaul of the road in 2025 and 26 as part of the Madison Lakeway project, a redevelopment of the Lake Monona shoreline. Meanwhile, there could soon be a new face in charge of another Madison mainstay. The Alliant Energy Center may have a new director on their way. The stadium has had a rough time getting back to pre-pandemic attendance numbers, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Now Kevin Scheibler has been tapped to take over. He's currently the executive director of venues and events at the University of Illinois Chicago. His appointment is expected to be confirmed later this month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Upper 70s to low 80s for highs, and then a little taste of fall with highs dropping into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
That's how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on the Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
think if you can look at the last few months of his presidency, you'd suggest that that's the kind of thing you might see, that he would not have the generals around him as he did last time, people of judgment and experience offering advice, and in some cases restraining his impulses. Instead, he would have people around him encouraging his impulses and perhaps adding to them. And I'm afraid you'd find the nation more divided. Look, our nation doesn't need to be divided right now. A campaign based on anger and hate may win at the ballot box temporarily, but it tears the country apart.
Oh, dear. Where are we on the Mitt Romney outrage meter? Are we? Yeah. I think we're above appalled.
I think so. Yeah.
Has he endorsed Kamala Harris yet? Otherwise, he can shut the up. How about that?
I don't believe he has.
Does Mittens have more thoughts? Yes, why not? Sure.
The other day, the president, former president, said that we are at greater threat for what is within. I think that was, in some respects, a self-own, because what's within, if he were to become elected president again, is a campaign of retribution and anger and hate. That's not what America is based on. America was based on the idea of in God we trust and united we stand. Divided, we fall. Mm-hmm. Divided nation is not the nation America is intended to be.
Right, and therefore I endorse Kamala Harris.
Exactly. Well,
no, he didn't say that.
You can do
he
it.
Should.
Come
he
on.
Did,
he didn't say that.
He can do it. He's capable of it.
Okay, you know who is capable? Yeah.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance. Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, let the Malcolm Nance, it's the Malcolm Nance. Well, let the Malcolm Nance.
Hiya, Malcolm. Hi, Sailor.
Why, hellos. What's going on?
You know, we talked about this, I believe, you and I last week, but I brought my Arlington Cemetery pass to see my mom and my dad, and we just had Charlotte Clymer on, who, you know, this beautiful thread about how reverently,
yes, she did.
You know, the troops treat the remains of their fallen comrades, and, you know, he always doubles and triples down, right? Blames the Gold Star families, blames the Biden administration, says he was set up. And I love this. Donald Trump now says he was at Arlington to celebrate the anniversary of the soldiers' deaths.
Yes.
What is wrong with him, Malcolm?
Well, first, let me just start by saying Charlotte Clymer's tweet thread where she told everyone she was a soldier who used to do burials at Arlington Cemetery was one of the best things I've read.
Yeah.
And it was fulfilling. It was heartfelt. It was beautiful. And I wrote right back to her immediately. I tweeted right back and thanked her for her service. Because, you know, it's very hard being a soldier assigned to Arlington Cemetery, because you're working every day. You have to maintain incredible polish. And you're not a toy soldier. You are the representatives who transport the honor of the nation with that burial. And I've been there a few times.
When they hand the flag to your love, to my mom, a grateful nation thanks you. That's what it's all about.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. And it's very, very important that we understand the basis of the reverence and the solemnness of that cemetery. You know, on the morning of 9/11, when I was at the Pentagon after the attack, and they thought a second aircraft was coming, we had to leave the Pentagon grounds and go up into the southwest corner of the cemetery.
Yeah.
So it was a refuge for us on that morning. So with all of that said, Donald Trump is out of his goddamn mind. I mean, he just comes up there. I don't understand how people who were in the military can view any of this as him being a patriot or him being, you know, serving the families.
Who uses the word celebrate? You don't celebrate someone's death. Like, he doesn't speak like a human, even. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, look, you know, my wife's buried in a national cemetery. There's virtually no talking there, except for, you know, every once in a while somebody might be whispering to their loved one who's buried there. You don't hear people having discussions, much less photo ops, smiling, thumbs up. It's disgusting. It's not for the family to take that photograph. You're standing on three graves behind you. There is virtually no gap, maybe 2 feet between graves. So it's disgusting. It's disgraceful. But how many times can we say this about him?
Yeah.
He has no honor. He has no sense of honor. And he really doesn't love the troops. He wraps himself in a flag. But what he really does is he views us like little lead toy soldiers and their graves that can be, you know, brought out and literally pushed aside a military officer who was part of the staff. Then when she objected, the campaign came out and said she was mentally ill.
Yeah,
what's
I know.
What's wrong with him?
It is amazing
Every
to me.
Every person needs to shout that down.
Yeah, I'm still amazed. They literally can make any story 10 times worse by, you know, a 24-hour news cycle. I mean, seriously, they've said 10 even more despicable things since this happened. Yeah, I mean, and Charlotte made a good point. Malcolm, she was saying that even her Republican friends are disgusted by this, as it should be. She said this is not partisan. I mean, I was just, you know, thinking about how our dialogue has gotten. There was a maggot on, I think, because I've talked about this, because I just interred my mom there with my dad. And so some maggots like, why is Stephanie's dad buried there? He didn't even become vice president. Like, he served in World War II. He was a Nuremberg prosecutor. Right. Like, F you. But it's like, this is what his party has become.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, I mean, Trump used this thing again to slam, I don't know, Gold Star families, say he was celebrating it. Also, and then he went on to say Kamala lied about McDonald's, that she worked at McDonald's. No, she didn't.
What the?
But it's like, it's just this.
McDonald's.
They're just, it's not only small ball, it's just always mean and petty and just, you know, anyway.
You know, it's desperate, and they were saying just this morning on Morning Joe, the attacks are just starting.
Yeah.
He's going for vitriol. He's going to try to tear apart one individual at a time, the coalition that is building her. Mm-hmm. And he is quintupled down,
yeah.
All right, that he believes hate, negative statements and appealing to the white supremacist base that follow him is going to be his salvation. And let's be honest, people, he only has to do it, you know, to the tune of about 44,000 or 45,000 people, which was the margin that Joe Biden won in 2020. She could get 100 million votes this year. I wouldn't be surprised if she was on track to bring it up from 81 to 100 million. But if it's not in those strategic places that the Electoral College has now put into play to where popular being the actual winner of a Democratic election no longer matters, then we're going to be in very serious trouble, because this election is about the existential question of, do you want the American democracy to exist after November 5th?
Yeah.
And if we lose, the question is, no, we don't want it. We want a dictatorship.
I mean, you are correct, Malcolm. The Electoral College is so this year more than ever to go a convicted felon, rapist, traitor to this country who tried to overthrow the United States government because of three states, you know, it could defeat the sitting vice president of the United States. When people say, oh, she's not qualified, I'm like, who is qualified? Right? Attorney general, senator, vice president. Like, really? It just, the fact that this could even be close, I know, is profoundly depressing to a lot of us, right?
Well, it just shows the nature of the rot. And the greatest part of the rot is the question of the fact that the Electoral College can actually be superseded by this movement to not certify the votes and throw it to the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
You know what? Between you and me, and I don't know who would ever consider that legitimate if it happened. I know I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that as a person who's dedicated his life, my family's life for 152 years, to defending this nation. We are coming to the point of breakdown.
Yeah.
And they deliberately broke this down.
Yeah.
This is what Trump's corruption is. It's to turn everything to his own advantage, and he has people that are willing, I'm sorry to say, are willing to kill over this.
Well, this brings me to the scariest story ever written. by Malcolm Nance.
Oh, God.
Shouty, shouty, come on. Although I feel like we need more shouty, because when Mitt Romney warns, it sounds like he's, you know, complaining that his amuse-bouche is a substandard temperature at the Deerfield Country Club. When you say it, you just wrote a piece, Trump Wins, a Start of the Second American Civil War You Didn't Consider. Malcolm, you've said, sorry to spoil all the joy. My job is to warn you of threats that may emerge should things go poorly on November 5th. This stack may be the single most serious, sober analysis I've ever written. It's the Liberty Bell peeling and right about to crack. I have frightened myself silly just by writing it. Okay, if you scared the out of yourself, imagine what this did to me. I just had a home invasion. All right, go ahead.
I know, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. And, you know, I mean, I'd marry you, but what's the use of having dead bodies all over your front yard? You know? So you got big fuzzy dogs, scare them off.
Yeah. That'd be a different story. They just sent me the police report. That'd be a different story. Here's what has happened. I have a sailor here who is a spy. And he killed both of them with his little finger. I'm sorry. We didn't.
You know, okay. Moving on. Yeah, Substack story, which, you know, we have all this hope and joy going on. And I think it's awesome. And we need to, hey, like they said in Chicago, right? All gas, no brakes from here out.
Yep.
We are pushing everything. But I have to warn you, there is a consequence here. No one in media is talking about this. I touched on it last week. If Trump wins, which he's now, I'm seeing them really pushing the mass deportation thing. The news media is not even asking questions deporting 12 million undocumented immigrants and their family members, and quite possibly forcing Americans to go with them, including veterans.
Yeah.
Those people have access to weapons.
Yeah.
Those people will not allow you to hunt them on the street or hunt them in their homes or hunt them with gangs of militiamen who will be self-deputized and deputized by a Trump White House to hunt other people here and put them into camps. Mm-hmm. There will be battles all across this country just on the premise. It won't scare them. These people will defend their wives and kids. And then other Americans who are against this will defend them.
Aye.
This is not something why this is not being discussed on MSNBC. It's part of Project 2025, but it's the first major item of Agenda 47.
Right. Yeah.
His own platform could lead this country to the brink, not the brink, into civil war by this pleasant thought they have of hunting down their undocumented neighbors who are dropping $6 trillion into social, or $6 billion into Social Security every year in services they don't get.
Yep.
Pro tip, do not read Malcolm's Substack right before bed when you've had a home invasion. Member FDIC, some settling may occur. Okay. Literally everything is at stake, as you say, Malcolm. I mean, I love when somebody said, you know, if you don't want to live in The Handmaid's Tale, but want to be able to read the book, vote for Kamala Harris. But noted Russian asset Tucker Carlson fawned over Daryl Cooper recently, who he described as the best and most honest popular historian in the United States. The interview in which Cooper identified Winston Churchill as the chief villain of World War II.
What?
Yep.
And appeared to argue the Holocaust was an accident.
Guy said it was an accident because those super efficient Germans were unprepared to take millions of Russian prisoners, so it was just better to execute them. He literally said that. The very words were said by that man. What is wrong with the right wing now? They're crazy. They adore murder. They are adoring the concept of genocidal fascism. And these people are theoretically Americans. If this had been said 20 years ago, he would have been smacked in the face. But now we have Tucker Carlson advocating this, advocating Putin love, advocating attacks on their own fellow American citizens. I'm telling you, y'all better get out the vote.
Yep.
Or this stuff is going, look, 63 days. ticking down quite possibly to the end of the American Republic, people.
Yeah. We had George Conway on for the first time, and he didn't realize till the end of the interview who my dad was. And I said, yeah, my dad was a Nuremberg prosecutor. I'm just automatically on the side without the Nazis. You know.
Roger that.
Quickly, I was going to say, we obviously just had this, horrific killing of the hostages. The U.S. has charged Hamas leader and other militants in connection with the October 7th massacre. You know, we all saw this heartbreaking speech by, the hostage parents at the DNC. Give me Cut 12. This is Anderson Cooper.
Rachel, yesterday at the funeral, said that she hopes that Hirsch's death will be what she called a turning point in this horrible situation. And John said maybe, just maybe, your death, meaning Hirsch's death, is the stone, the fuel that will bring home the remaining 101 hostages. Do you think that's possible? Do you feel like something may be different now for Omer and the others?
You know, it's not a clear path. We're seeing still many challenges in the region. We're seeing a prime minister that is not willing to make the compromises needed to reach a deal to bring our son and the other hostages back.
Yep. You see hundreds of thousands in the streets in Tel Aviv protesting Netanyahu. I mean, just give us your take on where we are in this horrifying situation.
Okay, well, right from the start, before everybody starts saying Netanyahu is responsible here, the only people that are responsible for the death of the hostages are the terrorists who took them. Terrorists. Now, you can segregate your politics. I don't like Netanyahu. I don't like how he carried out this war. But by God, the people who started this are the terrorists. The people who executed six innocent people, made them do videos before they knelt them down and shot them in the head multiple times. Be advised, there is a video of all of their executions out there.
Yeah.
All right? We don't have to, look, these people are pawns in a geopolitical game in which one side spent billions of dollars to build terrorist tunnels to hide, which is how these hostages were killed. They saw the Israeli army approaching their position, knelt them down, and shot each one of them in the head. Two women, four men, including an American citizen.
Yeah.
If you cannot agree that that is unacceptable, then you know what? You're siding with the terrorists. And we have kids now going back to school at Columbia now, right? White kids wearing kufiyas supporting these terrorists. Y'all need to recalibrate yourself. Oh, by the way, same kids now all hate Kamala Harris, right? Somebody needs to understand here that you don't support terrorists and then you don't root for the end of American democracy in the same sentence.
One of the things that struck me was the hostage parents speaking out for Palestinian people during their speech as well. And I just think you don't have a partner for a two-state solution in Netanyahu or Hamas. And I agree with you, Hamas is our terrorist, period, you know. But it just, this whole, it just gets more, you think it can't get more heartbreaking, and it does.
When I went to Kfar Aza, I stood in the house that was burned to the ground where both the husband and wife were executed. And the woman was one of the biggest pro-Palestine activists. And she had just built a center for autistic children and children with mental health issues from Gaza to come over to Israel to be treated. And it was the construction workers that turned her in and had her killed.
I'm sorry. I'm way long, as I always am with you, because I love you. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Yes,
thanks,
don't
Malcolm.
Get robbed again.
All right. All right. 53 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Why? Because
remember to
I
turn
forgot
it on.
To turn it on.
Yes, exactly.
That seems to be key in this whole equation. But I am a walking unsolicited testimonial now for Simply Safe. Simply Safe Home Security, 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. I just, did that all on my own because I forgot to turn it on. Okay, don't do that. Get Simply Safe. Get LiveGuard technology. No long-term contracts or cancellation fees. Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. Simply Safe named best home security system by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Don't be diddling with other companies. Don't do it. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimplySafe.
You just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Coffee with Carlos El Zaraki next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back on the home court in Green Bay and welcome the hilarious comedian and Wisconsin native Mary Mack. And from HBO's hit show Hacks, actress Rose Abdu joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.